Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Joe Gantenbian. Batting second. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting third. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Nick Etten. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn Nelson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lynn Nelson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Tommy Thompson. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Merle Hogue. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Spindle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantenbian moves to second. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantenbian moves to third. Miles moves to second. One out. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantenbian scores. Miles moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 2-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Thompson moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Spindle for a passed ball. Chapman moves to second. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nagel. The throw from Spindle and he is out, Christman applying the tag. One out. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantenbian takes first base on ball 4. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chapman scores. Gantenbian moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a line drive into right field. Thompson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thompson. Gantenbian scores. Miles moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-0 in the game. Ambler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miles scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Etten hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Ambler trying to get to second. Clift throws to second, with Christman covering, who tags Ambler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Etten settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Harris now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Hayes scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten fields the ball and throws to Nelson covering. Safe. Harris moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Etten settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miles moves to second. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ambler hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Etten hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Spindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thompson. Nelson reaches second base with a double. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantenbian strikes out. 1 out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman misplays the ball. That's an error on Christman. Nelson moves to third. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ambler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelson scores. Miles moves to second. It's 8-1, Athletics. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miles moves to third. Ambler moves to second. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Etten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ambler. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Spindle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miles. Spindle reaches second base with a double. Clift moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 8-2, Athletics. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Bob Harris. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spindle scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Athletics. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Athletics. Bob Joyce now pitching. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-3 in the game. Hogue hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Joyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyce hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Joyce reaches second base with a double. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Joyce moves to third. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joyce scores. It's 9-5, Athletics. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada pinch hits for Mark Christman. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball towards right. Miles settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Miles. Markham moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Sullivan reaches third base with a triple. Markham scores. Thompson scores. It's 9-7, Athletics. Chubby Dean now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian fields it and throws to home to get Sullivan. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-4 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to third. Hoag moves to second. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Spindle hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Hughes now playing shortstop. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-7, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sig Grayska pinch hits for Johnny Markham. Sig Grayska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grayska strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.